Good afternoon. CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batitatoekwe. In our top stories, Yaounde City dwellers will henceforth enjoy an additional 300,000 cubic meters of water supply daily. The Sino-Cameroon Emana Bachenga Water Treatment Plant, worth 399 billion CFA francs, expected to curb current water supply deficits, has been officially inaugurated by the Minister of Water and Energy. A nationwide campaign to ensure corruption-free back-to-school 2024-2025 has been launched in Akonolinga by the National Anti-Corruption Commission bus. And out of Cameroon, a serial killer whose victims are mostly women, including his wife, has escaped police custody in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. A development of these stories and more right ahead, but first, the news bulletin.
CRTV Afternoon Edition Bulletin with Winston Lepga. A drinking water supply project that includes a water treatment plant has been officially inaugurated today in Emana Bachenga, Likia Division of the Center Region. The facilities will supply drinking water to the inhabitants of Yaounde and its surroundings. Water and Energy Resources Minister Gaston Elundu Esumba inaugurated the project today in a ceremony that was attended by dozens of members of government and China's ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Wang Yingwu. The project is financed to the tune of 399 billion CFA francs, and it is part of President Paul Biya's Great Opportunities Program. The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, has opened the second phase of the partnership agreement between Cameroon, the United Kingdom, and Northern Ireland in a committee meeting today in Yaounde. The two-day forum comes after the first committee meeting that held in London last year and seeks to solidify economic ties between the countries. British High Commissioner to Cameroon, His Excellency Barry Lowen, was among the dignitaries who attended the ceremony. The input of the government of the United States of America in boosting the activities of the news media in Cameroon has been at the center of discussions. In an audience, the U.S. Ambassador, His Excellency Christopher John Lamora, was granted with the National Communication President, Joseph Chebonkeng Kalabopse, in Yaounde today. Ambassador Lamora was accompanied to the audience by his new deputy and the new public affairs officer, the U.S. Embassy in Cameroon. The nationwide back-to-school 2024-2025 corruption-free campaign has been launched today in Akonolinga, Nyangefumo Division of the Center Region. It was officially set in motion by the president of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC, Reverend Dr. Jedone Masigams. The theme is Together for a Corruption-Free Back to School and targets about 1,000 schools across the 10 regions of Cameroon and will run till the 25th of August 2024. Cameroon's Minister of Secondary Education will preside over the solemn opening of the academic year 2024-2025 tomorrow, Wednesday, the 21st of August, at the Government Bilingual Technical High School, SAM, in Yaounde as from 8 in the morning. This year's theme is the impact of new pedagogic tools on the digitalization process at the Ministry of Secondary Education. Abroad, a man arrested on suspicions of killing a number of women and dumping their bodies in an old quarry has escaped from police custody in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. The man, Collins Jumaisi, who admitted to killing 42 women, including his wife, broke out of the police station alongside 12 Eritrean nationals. He was arrested last month in connection with the discovery of at least six bodies wrapped in plastic bags in a quarry now used as a rubbish dump. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. The water deficits witnessed by the population of Yaoundé will be solved following the official launching ceremony of installations of the drinking water supply project for the city of Yaoundé and its surroundings, whose base is in Emana Bachinga in the Lekki division of the Center region. In his keynote at the event today, Water Resources and Energy Minister Gaston Elundu Esumba underlines that the project comes to upgrade access to potable water for target populations and cut back on episodes of waterborne diseases. Belinda Shaw presents the contours of the Emana Bachinga Water Treatment Plant, largely executed with finance in the form of loan from China Exim Bank.
Songs of Jubilee heralding the come alive of the Emana Bachinga Water Treatment Plant. The drinking water supply project for the city of Yaoundé and surrounding localities is included in President Paul Biya's Great Opportunities Program, launched several years ago. The important social project will produce a capacity of 300,000 meters cubed daily in its initial phase, extendable to 400,000 meters cubed in its later stage. The project, whose construction phase kicked off in 2016, today comes to resolve the acute water scarcity observed in Yaoundé. At the moment, Yaoundé requires 250,000 meters cubed daily to meet the growing demand of the precious liquid. However, the Akomiada water treatment plant in Balmayo and the renovated Mifu plant in Yaoundé are only able to supply 185,000 meters cubed, leaving a significant fallback of 65,000 meters cubed. Arithmetically speaking, the 300,000 meters cubed daily to be produced by the Emana Bachinga water treatment plant will add up to the current 185 meters cubed to yield an overall production capacity of 485,000 meters cubed daily henceforth. In anticipation, 9 out of 10 homes in Yaoundé and surrounding localities, including Bachinga, Obala and Nyom, will have access to potable water in large quantities, and that will likely be till the year 2049, with an extended 400,000 production capacity in the later stage of the project. Financial resources for the execution of the drinking water supply project for Yaoundé and its surroundings sum up to 399 billion CFA francs. Out of the lump sum, 85%, that is about 339 billion CFA francs, is a loan from China Exim Bank. The life-giving project, which taps from River Senegal, will go beyond responding to social needs of populations to enhance industrialization and sustainably catalyze Cameroon's economic growth. Belinda Shaw, CRTV News, Emana Bachinga.
The drinking water supply project for the city of Yaoundé and its surroundings will rely totally on the force of gravity for distribution in the place of a water tower, according to reports from engineers on the site. Other components of the water treatment plant situated in Emana Bachinga include the raw water catchment pumping station, a 225 kilovolt substation, and several power transmission lines over a linear distance of 55 kilometers. In the following excerpt of an interview, the Minister of Water Resources and Energy, Gaston Elundu Esumba, presents the next phase of the project.
What you are going to do now is to intensify a campaign of connection of more households. Head of State has instructed Minister of Finance and Minister of Economy to mobilize 10 billion CFA for a very, very important work in order to give water to more people. And in this program, you hope that before the end of 2025, 200,000 households will be connected in Kamawata network. And you hope that with this important activity, 1 million people will receive water from pipes.
Minister Gaston Elundu Esumba talking to Belinda Shaw. The population of Yaoundé and its environs have expressed gratitude to the head of state for providing 300,000 meter cubes of supplementary water supply. They affirm this will go a long way to solve the recurrent water deficits in their neighborhoods, ease house chores, and prevent waterborne diseases. Here are their reactions put together in the following report by Vanessa Wutnang Snamu.
A huge sigh of relief spiced with spontaneous happiness heaved by most city dwellers upon hearing the news of the henceforth availability of water in quantity and quality in the nation's capital, a government action vividly saluted.
Yeah, I want to first thank the head of state for this awesome opportunity for helping him solve this water crisis.
We are grateful to the head of state for this new improvement of water system.
Water crisis has been the main issue we face in Mendong. We don't have good water, the pipes, but now we are so grateful because the government have struggled to see into our problems.
The injection of a 300,000 cubic meter into the water chain of the town of Yaoundé, Delhi, and its environs, therefore marks the end of the regular water shortage nightmare which many denizens traverse. It also solves the problem of waterborne diseases such as cholera that many localities have suffered from.
So now we have received some new gadgets who will help us to have water in our quarters and then solve the problems of laundry.
As inhabitants of Yaoundé rejoice over this government's realization and looking forward to constant water provision, many also see this endeavor as a proof of the head of state's listening ear to the plight of his people.
The Yaoundé Water Supply Project from the Sanaga River has thus been officially inaugurated, silencing skeptics. This fulfills the promise made by President Paul Biya in his constant efforts to improve on the living conditions of residents. In the write-up that follows, Bertrand Osumba says it is evident that seeing was believing in this case.
The completion of the water project, initiated by the state under the leadership of President Paul Biya in 2016, marks a significant milestone. Consumers who now see the precious liquid flowing from their taps will remember this day as the beginning of a new era for water supply regularly interrupted for want of sufficient and adequate water distribution facilities. The adjudicated project, which seemed never-ending, has finally reached its conclusion, fulfilling a presidential promise. With a projected water flow of 300,000 cubic meters, extensible to 400,000 cubic meters per day, this development is poised to significantly improve water access for households in Yaoundé as it goes well beyond the 225,000 cubic meters daily demand. It is a significant achievement that highlights the president's commitment to expanding potable water infrastructure and enhancing conditions in a rapidly growing city with a population of 3 million inhabitants. Far from being a mere electoral slogan, the Yaoundé Water Supply Project from the Sanaga River is now a tangible reality Yaoundé city dwellers can be proud of.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Members of the Cameroon United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland Economic Partnership Agreement Committee are meeting in Yaoundé for their second session. The forum was officially opened this morning by the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, who indicated that the two-day get-together will fine-tune all points and boldly chart the way forward. Ngo Henry covered this ceremony in our reports.
Opening the two-day forum, the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development said that during the first technical discussions in London last year, some key points were covered. These include governance and the Economic Partnership Agreement Committee establishment, development cooperation, issues faced by traders, agriculture, phytosanitary measures, the United Kingdom Trade Partnership Program in Cameroon, plus the list of arbitrators. Minister Alamin Usmanmi opines that progress has been recorded in several aspects. The Second Cameroon United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland Economic Partnership Agreement Committee meeting gives members the opportunity to fine-tune all the points and boldly chart the trajectory forward. The substance and consistency of the agenda reflect the underlying commitment of the two parties to swiftly implement the agreement signed and ratified in 2021. The new framework of cooperation will unleash the immense potential in strategic sectors. In 2023, trade between the two countries stood at 190 billion CFA francs, and Minister Alamin Usmanmi says the low performance coupled with trade deficit is far from truly reflecting the existing potential of cooperation to be unleashed in the future.
The British High Commissioner to Cameroon, Barry Lowen, says since the signing of the Economic Partnership Agreement between Cameroon and the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, trade deals have increased between the two countries. He spoke to Staffman Ngo Henry.
The Economic Partnership Agreement is a fundamental basis of our commercial relationship, and I'm delighted that in the 3 years since its signature, trade between us has increased, continues to increase. But there's potential to go so much further, and that's the point of today's discussion, is to have a conversation in a spirit of friendship, how we can realise that potential for the benefit of the populations in both our countries. We will continue to build on the successes that we've already achieved, delegations going in both directions, and let me highlight in particular the creation of the first business guide and trade hub online between the UK and Cameroon. You can find it at CameroonUKTradeHub.com, and it aims to promote awareness of the opportunities for further business between two countries.
We're sorry for the poor quality of that soundbite. That was the British High Commissioner to Cameroon, Barry Lowen. The 50th Foreign Affairs Ministerial Council meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation will take place in Cameroon from the 29th to the 30th of this month. The information was made known today by External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela during a special diplomatic communication attended by cabinet ministers and those of the diplomatic corps. Charles Ebune reports.
Attended by five cabinet members and a host of diplomats, the special diplomatic communication is on the organization by Cameroon at the tail of this month, the 50th session of the Foreign Affairs Ministerial Council meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation.
The 50th CFM coincides with the 50th anniversary of our joining this organization in June 1974.
To be held within a world-defined context, the gathering will be the largest for the Muslim voice to take place in Cameroon with key features.
An official opening ceremony, a plenary session for the consideration and adoption of draft resolution.
The country has already taken the needed media, security, health, and consular, plus logistical layout measures for a great event.
The unanimous decision to choose Cameroon as a host of the 50th CFM further testifies to the confidence our country enjoys within the various bodies and international solidarity.
The 50th Ministerial Council meeting of the Foreign Affairs Ministers of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation will be organized at the Yaoundé Conference Center.
His Excellency Paul Biya, President of the Republic of Cameroon, head of state, in line with his unflinching commitment to promote the international brand image of our country, instructed me and the ministry to submit the candidacy of our country and to spare no effort in ensuring that our capital city, Yaoundé, plays host to this Council of Foreign Minister meeting.
The Muslim world will be meeting in Yaounde under the theme Development of Intra-OIC Transport and Communication Infrastructure as a Major Instrument to Fight Against Poverty and Insecurity.
Still in diplomacy, efforts made by the U.S. government to promote press freedom in Cameroon and offer training opportunities to journalists, among other initiatives, have come under review in Yaounde today. This was during an audience granted the U.S. ambassador to Cameroon, Christopher John Lamora, by the president of the National Communication Council, Joseph Chebonken Kalabupse. Here now is the diplomat Christopher John Lamora, who comes back to the issues that were at the center of their discussions. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
We just had a wonderful meeting with the president of the National Communications Council and a number of his senior staff, including the vice president and others. It was a very in-depth discussion about the relationship of the media and society, about programs that the United States government and the United States Embassy have been conducting over many years with Cameroon for Cameroonian journalists. We talked about freedom of the press and freedom of expression in general, how those issues are handled in the United States. I was given a lot of insights and information about the role of the National Communications Council in that same regard here in Cameroon. And I also took the opportunity to introduce to the president and his team our new deputy ambassador and our new head of public affairs who've joined the embassy recently and who also will have good relations with the NCC, I am sure.
The U.S. ambassador to Cameroon, Christopher John Lamora, talking there to Patience Wingo. The president of the National Anti-Corruption Commission has called on education stakeholders in the Akonolinga subdivision to adopt moral rectitude during the school resumption period. Reverend Dr. Diodune Masigams was speaking while launching the 2024-2025 corruption-free back-to-school campaign there. The move was aimed at sensitizing administrators on corruption-free initiatives. Colette Jani reports from Akonolinga.
Bribery and corruption at the time of enrollment, charging illegal fees and misappropriation of PTA levies are acts of corruption that are very rampant during the back-to-school period. In order to make the 2024-2025 back-to-school a corruption-free one, the National Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC, is carrying out a nationwide sensitization campaign to raise awareness in the education sector on the damaging effects of corruption and related offenses in school to the socioeconomic development of Cameroon, officially launching the campaign in Akonolinga under the theme Together for a Corruption-Free Back to School. The president of the commission, Reverend Dr. Diodune Masigams, called on education stakeholders present to adopt moral rectitude as a code of conduct during this back-to-school period. He told the education community that their active participation in shunning corrupt practices as they prepare to open their doors for the 2024-2025 academic year will go a long way to curb extortion, embezzlement of funds and abuse of power, which are usually common during this back-to-school period. He also revealed that as of August 17, teams have been deployed to the 10 regions of Cameroon to raise awareness through the distribution of flyers and leaflets, as well as educative talks. The ongoing nationwide campaign that targets at least 1,000 schools across the national territory will run till the 25th of August, 2024. Colette Jani reporting for CRTV News in Akonolinga.
Statistics from the West Delegation of Public Health indicate that there is a significant increase in the number of persons suffering from malaria on the occasion of World Mosquito Day observed every August the 20th. The West Delegate of Public Health, Dr. Chiman Dauda, talks of 71 malaria-related deaths this year alone. Eric Langmia Wufo details that malaria remains a public health problem in that region.
The West Delegate of Public Health, Dr. Shimon Dauda, states that the fastest spreading mosquito-borne disease shows no signs of slowing down in the region. Statistics alone in 2024 are said to be preoccupying.
We are registering 83,151 cases of malaria. We have registered during this period 71 cases of death.
Government's move to tackle malaria in the West region is yet to be effective, and Dr. Shimon Dauda concludes that malaria still remains a public health concern.
In spite of all the measures taken by the government, between which we are the sharing of long-lasting mosquito nets, the chemotherapy, the free of charge care, and the vaccination, malaria remain the public health problem in our region.
Malaria is a disease caused by a parasite. Mosquitoes spread the parasite to people when they bite them, and health officials in the West region have been urging the population to sleep under treated insecticide and mosquito bed nets, or avoid standing waters around buildings if they are to lower their chances of getting malaria. Eric Langmia Wofor, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
In the far north, thanks to the partnership between the Cameroon and French governments, including philanthropic organizations, over 174 people have benefited from the free cleft lip palate surgery at the Marua Regional Hospital since the free health campaign was launched 3 years ago in the region. This has also helped to reduce misconceptions surrounding the cleft lip palate birth defect. In the far north, Sylvester Temkeng reports from Marua.
Aminatu, an adult woman, wears a smiling face as she salutes the benevolent gesture of the Marua Regional Hospital with the support of the French government that has enabled her cleft lips to be repaired. The handiwork of surgeons of the hospital and partners within the Free We Outreach campaign of the regional hospital, as the director, Dr. Jirafe Sutama, explains.
Since 3 years, we have been operating children from cleft lips. Within this project, the transport is paid. The operation is being paid by the French government. So they have been operated free of charge.
Asta Alima, who left all the way from Betwa with her 8-month-old baby after learning about the success of the surgery at the Marua Regional Hospital, was pleased with the result she obtained.
I am very happy because my child's face has changed. Before, he could not breastfeed, and I used to look at my child and pity him, but now he can breastfeed.
The 174 people who have benefited from the free health campaign launched some 3 years ago are now helping to sensitize their communities on how the Marua Regional Hospital is providing free cleft lip surgeries, changing the perception that cleft is evil and cannot be corrected. Marua. Sylvester Atemking, CRTV.
A warehouse in Bamenda used for the storage of raw materials for the production of dried spices and another for vehicle spare parts have been reduced to ashes following a fire outbreak. Workers there say the cause of the fire is still unknown, but the material damage amounts to millions of CFA francs. Clenice Ayombom Abengo reports that it is thanks to the timely intervention of members of the Army Rescue Unit in Bamenda that the flames were hindered from extending to other areas.
The fire outbreak at the warehouse where raw materials for the production of dried spices was noticed around 7 p.m. on Monday 9th at the Old Town neighborhood in Bamenda by some security persons around the area. The manager of the business, May Sanga, talks of losing millions, a source of living for over 400 workers.
It's been 2 weeks ago that we offloaded 2 trucks of packaging papers, that is over 80 million. Talk less of the stock that was already available here there with the raw materials, given that this is the season in which we stock some of our raw materials like the bebe and ondel. The estimation is over 100 millions.
The head of the Bamenda Army Rescue Unit, Paul Taku, mentions that they successfully contained the fire, which had already consumed a nearby warehouse containing motor spare parts.
We thank the population of Bamenda. Yesterday, when this fire broke out, immediately we were informed 2118. More often, they want to quench the fire before they call us. And just because they called us, immediately we came and did our job.
The fire incident adds to that, which raised about 8 shops containing motor spare parts at 4th Street, Bamenda, and another at the Bamenda Main Market, where over 300 shops were affected. Clenice Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
To NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Yaoundé City dwellers will henceforth enjoy an additional 300,000 cubic meters of water supply daily. The Sino-Cameroon Emana Bachinga Water Treatment Plant, worth 399 billion CFA francs, expected to curb current water supply deficits, has been officially inaugurated by the Minister of Water and Energy. A nationwide campaign to ensure a corruption-free back-to-school period has been launched in Akunolinga by the National Anti-Corruption Commission boss. And out of Cameroon, a serial killer whose victims are mostly women, including his wife, has escaped police custody in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. And that's a wrap on CRTV's afternoon edition. My name is Doris Batitatoekwe. Ariel Olivia Zoua is here with a summary of the news in French. Good afternoon, Ariel.
Bon après-midi, Doris. Le projet d'alimentation en eau potable de la ville de Yaoundé et ses environs a officiellement été mis en service ce mardi à Bachinga par le ministre de l'Eau et de l'Énergie, Gaston Elundu Esomba, sur haute instruction du président de la République. Une infrastructure qui va injecter 300 000 mètres cubes d'eau supplémentaire dans les ménages de la capitale. Un projet réalisé grâce à un financement conjoint de l'État du Cameroun et de Exim Bank of China pour un montant de près de 400 milliards de francs CFA. 50e édition du Conseil des ministres des Affaires étrangères de l'OCI, l'Organisation de la coopération islamique. Le ministre des Relations extérieures, Mbelambela, était face aux membres du gouvernement et du corps diplomatique dans le cadre d'une communion relative à l'organisation des 10 travaux que le Cameroun va abriter dans les prochains jours. La Commission nationale anticorruption a lancé ce mardi à Konolinga, dans l'Union Ifumu, une vaste campagne de sensibilisation pour une rentrée scolaire sans corruption, sous la présidence du préfet du département du Nyon Infumon, François Etapa, en présence du référent Dieudonné Massingams. Autonomisation des ex-combattants du centre de transit DDR de Mairie dans le Diamaré, extrême nord Cameroun. Ils bénéficient de plusieurs formations en vue de l'amélioration de leurs conditions de vie, une initiative du gouvernement camerounais. En sport Atlantique Sport Academy, le représentant de l'Océan et de la région du Sud au tournoi Interpool 2024 à Yaoundé va évoluer en MTN Elite 2 la prochaine saison sportive. Les autorités administratives de l'Océan, les opérateurs économiques et les fans ont promis tout mettre en œuvre pour que leurs représentants continuent de progresser. Et c'est la fin de ce condensé.